Hey Dog Pound, here are your crystal clear imaging three signs for success this Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. Number one, you need to stop the Titans running game. DeMarco Murray's rushed for 330 yards and three touchdowns in the last three games alone. You've got to stop that. Why? Because when they can run the football, it sets up play action. And that leads to number two, stop Delanie Walker, the tight end. The Browns on the season are giving up the most catches, the most yards, and the most touchdowns to tight ends. They've got to try to stop Delanie Walker, who is leading the Titans this year in receiving yards and receiving touchdowns. And finally, get the Browns ground game going. It's going to be tough against this Tennessee Titans team. They've only allowed one running back to get to 60 yards all year. And when they sell out to stop the run, they can be very effective, as we saw in week one against Adrian Peterson. But for the Browns, if they want to have any chance, they've got to get back to running the football. Those are your crystal clear imaging three signs for success for week six.
Here we go, Browns!
Number 98, they're good. You know, 91, they're good players. You know, they're really good players. Play hard. And I think Casey's playing as good as anybody in the league right now. He is. He's a dominant football player. And Arapo is proven. Guy has six sacks. So that tells you they know how to get to the quarterback.
What do you see when you watch Marcus Mariota on film? What are his weaknesses?
Good young quarterback, you know, that's evolving each and every week. He can throw, make all the throws. You know, he's very talented with his legs. I think he's finding his rhythm in playing. You know, they got good runners that he can turn and hand it to, and a good offensive line. So, I just, you know, he's playing good. Just don't want him to play good this Sunday. That's all.
What do you need to see a little bit more from
him? I would like to make more plays, you know. Like to have the ball come back at the opponent a little bit more, you know, a little further, run for a touchdown, all those good things. But, no, I mean, I think Coach Tabor's done a good job. You know, he's been mixing and matching the whole year. You know, we don't have a lot of the core guys that are right there, but he's done an admirable job of getting these guys every week up to speed. And I think inserting Duke back there surely has helped a little bit. Add some excitement to that team.
Good.
When you Ray Horton left Tennessee to come work for you. Was anybody else considered out? Remember reporting on anyone else?
Anybody considered for me?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a ton of people. Yeah.
And what did you like about Ray?
Ray has been in this division. And I've competed against Ray when I was at another team and within this division a couple of times. And I know playing against his defenses has been tough. You know, they've always got up to their quarterback and covered well and did some good things. So there's no question Ray's the right guy for this job and for this opportunity. We just got to continue to get better.
I thought
you said one.
Yeah, but this is still the same subject. His familiarity with LeBeau, do you need that, or you've competed against LeBeau?
Absolutely. Also? Yeah, no. I mean, obviously, Dick LeBeau is one of the best coordinators in this league, you know. But we face good coordinators every week, you know. There's a whole bunch of them in this league, and that's what they do. But, no, Dick LeBeau is as good as there is, and he's got those guys playing well. And we got a big challenge again this weekend.